skated today after tomorrow night that had been 11 times on the ice in 8 days. And I didn't think we were going to get better.
Guys in the room were talking about the team lacking confidence, getting really quiet on the bench after they get scored on. Is this a fragile team right now?
I don't know if right now is the right word. We have a certain reaction to bad events that's been fairly consistent over time. Changing that reaction is a challenge.
What do you do all to change that reaction?
Well, you identify it. You look at it very closely, point it out what your reactions were, and then you talk about what your reaction should be.
They say that they need to be more vocal. Is that part of it?
It's a simplified version. Yeah.
Paul, game-wise away result, what do you think of Matthew Perreault on the wing for the first time last night?
So it was better in terms of kind of a newish position. He's played the wing before. He looks probably like he caught out of position on the first goal, but that's really not his second recovery on a mistake. So I like some of the things they almost did. The goal was a good pass out. So there's some things there that I think are positive. He moves the puck well. He can make the 5 foot pass through traffic, which is Scheifele and Wheeler will find themselves in those positions, collapse to the front of the net. Having somebody that can make a short area play to them will help their game.
Paul, you've done a lot of work with the group in terms of systems and structures and things like that. But this is something different, trying to help them to change their outlook, change their response to adversity. Is there something that you've experienced in the past that would help you to try and reshape this group in the way that you want to do so?
Almost every young team that you've seen has to deal with this. So the systemization of the game. So we're speaking the same language here. Systems are basically what you do without the puck. And then the style of play is what you're doing with the puck. You know, how you counter, how you attack with the puck. What happens in games where it gets away from you, you got a lot of freelancing, you know, and that makes it very hard to read. So somebody's going to do a little more than they probably should, and then the other four guys are in a tough spot to figure out what's going on in front of them. So that, what they say, the confidence in what they're doing is the recognition of what they're doing is what we're talking about.
Yeah, and so the hard part is changing that, right? It's not just saying, hey, stick to the system, everything will be fine.
It's not an easy thing to do, no, yeah. But it's clearly has to be done.
And did you have some sense of that coming into this group? Because you'd seen them before as Atlanta.
It would not be specific alone to this group, but what they struggled with in terms of as much style of play, which led them to never be in a system of play. You see it quite often with those kind of teams.
And when you talk about it being a young team, you've also said before that they've played a lot of games in this league. Is it hard to break out of patterns if you've played a lot of games?
No, I think we have an advantage. Now is a great opportunity for us to mold it with a young team. We got two real young center icemen, both conscientious guys, willing to do what you ask them to do. I think it's a great time for this lesson to get learned.
Who does this team take its cues from?
Me.
Who does this team take its cues from on a player level?
So we'll say the leadership of the group. And one of our challenges is understanding that it's not one man. It's not two or three guys this season, the ace. That it has to go so far beyond that to the point that the least invested person in your room feels like he's a part of it. And that's the leadership of the group. It has to be developed, and it almost has to be developed every year. You get a new group comes in, new roles, new style of play, certainly new demands on their bodies. But listen, I understand that 1 of 4, we're going to go looking for people that have caused it. I'm the head coach of this team. And I also have an understanding of some things that have to get done here. They're going to get done, and it may be painful in doing it.
Is it hard for a young player, Mark Scheifele, for example, to exert what he wants and have his voice heard in a locker room? Does it take time, or is he at the stage where he can be heard?
Oh, he's at that stage. He's at that stage, Jacob Trouba, Adam Lowry. So when you walk in that room, that's our team. We'll wait 6 years before they feel comfortable to speak. That doesn't work. That doesn't work. We need everybody to feel as a critical piece, because if you don't, then we're going to sit and talk about the three captains all week, and that's not how a room's built. It's quite a bit bigger than two or three guys.
Is it concerning for you when you hear your players overtly talking about their confidence being low, or is there some value in them being broken down and built back up?
It seems to me that most of the answers that you get are going to involve four or five words from players when things aren't going well. Confidence is going to be one. Stand positive. You'll probably get that phrase. Sticking with the game plan might come out once or twice. So I wouldn't dissect or translate a whole lot. Why would they feel confident at 1-4? So we have to find places. It's the idea of, you know, the shooter that goes stale, and how does he get his confidence back? Well, you get as many good opportunities as you can, and he feels like it might get better. But there's no real confidence returning to that until the puck's in the net. And that's the only true way. So this hockey team eventually has to win games. We talk about the things, the pieces and the components that go into that. But more importantly, handling adversity. How we handle the adversity of a night, of a game, of a stretch like this. So, not happy being 1-4, but there is an opportunity now here with this group to handle it a certain way, and most importantly, identify it and talk about it. Communicate the concepts of what the adversity you're facing is now, why we're facing this adversity, and what has to happen to change. So I understand you and the media want the answers to those exact questions. That's what we talked about in the room, and that's all you're getting.
Paul, you've coached teams in Toronto and Carolina that had elite players. I mean, there's some skilled players on this team, maybe on the brink of that stardom, but how does that dynamic change when you can't look at your bench and say, okay, that guy I can expect to be a game changer 75% of the time? How do you get the best out of your bench?
But that's not where we're at. That's not what we need. We need only one guy to change the game. It's not like we're rolling here and we need a guy to light up two or three tonight and then say we're fine. You know, I mean, so Pav throws up a 45 save performance in the exact same game. We're not coming back to the rink singing our game is solid now, here we go. That's not what we're talking about. We don't need an individual to rise above the rest. We need the whole damn group to do the jobs. And regardless of who they are, it's a very specific job they need to do, and the puck's at every position on the ice, and we don't have it. Everybody's got a job. We can't do the second job until the first guy does his. So, yeah, looking for a savior will do us no good.
Understanding that you're new here, or new-ish here, the people that come to the rink and that follow the team have watched this group for 3 years.
Yeah.
In their fourth year. And the results have been similar. A lot of people are suggesting that it's time to make some change here. Do you think that this group can grow under what you're trying to show them and still be effective?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's not time for a breakup today.
Well, to what? I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, to what breakup? Yep. Does it mean moving our kids out? Don't know that we necessarily need to get any younger. We've got two pretty young center icemen right now, and you know what? Both of them played pretty darn well last night. I mean, they both did a lot of awfully good things. But no, I mean, I just don't see it like that. I understand that urge. And I understand that 1-4, the fans have every right to feel that way and be frustrated. We are as well as a group with our results. But this is a process that we have to go through. It was coming at some point of the year. I'm hopeful to say at some point I'm glad that it happened early so we can deal with it now. But we are in a learning curve of how to handle this. identify what it is that we do, have an identity to our game, and at the first sign of something bad happening, not play three different styles or systems or not sure what you could call that.